Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, this is Man Baggage. My name's Russell Cain, and we get right into men's heads here. This is the Haynes Manual, lifting the bonnet of the hairy Neanderthal dad, uncle, boyfriend, brother, husband in the corner of your room and asking the question, what the bloody hell makes these engines tick over? What's the oil? What's the motor? What's a hybrid of a man's brain? Is it a part emotion, part brawn? Are we going to go fully electric where we're fully waxed and we don't need to be violent anymore? That's the electric male. It's very confusing. What are we supposed to be? No, there's not an answer. You can't go online and work out what a bloke's supposed to be. Go online. You can Google what a woman's supposed to be. You're supposed to have your career goals and be a great mum. It might be dog shit, women. It might be, you might be unable to achieve it, but at least you know the unrealistic shit you're trying to achieve. Try and Google the same shit for a man. What am I supposed to be? Dragging my knuckles, knocking someone out in a pub, or gentle and walking away because ultimately that's going to protect you? You know, am I supposed to be cokehead Terry the electrician, rodding birds at Ocean Beach Club, or do you want me to get a PhD in physics? It's fucking confusing and there's no answer. And that's why Man Baggage is here. And today we're talking about pride. And I'm joined, well, an omnipresent male. He embodies all types of masculinity. He's both waxed and masculine. It's James Locke, an all-round TV media personality. Obviously, launched his career in TOWIE, but you'll see him in all kinds of stuff all across TV, and an entrepreneurial man as well, about to launch his own lifestyle brand. Right, so pride is actually the reason that I've gone down this this journey is, and also, of course, we're joined by our female auditor, Lindsay Kane, my missus, just hello, ready in case any of the blokes drift into any sexist stereotypes. We know what birds are like. But it's actually, if we listen, pride is actually a feeling of pleasure and satisfaction that you get because you or people connected with you have done or got something good. First question I want to ask you, James, is this. It's a difficult one, and we're only asking you based on all the blokes and girls you know. You do you think men are more prideful than women?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Men, see, I think pride, off from the word, or from pride, there's a lot of other sub, like ego. You know, there's things like from pride, ego with men, which is a massive thing. Whereas women, in general, will not let ego get the better of them, you know? So sometimes ego, as much as it can be a good thing, it can actually be a downfall.
It's like dangerous as well, isn't it? Can't it be dangerous to have too much pride in your finances or this or that? Because, yes, you know, that only ends in one fucking place.
Exactly. Look, listen, right? Again, that's what I'm saying. See, with pride, pride is such a, it's such a wide range of things we can talk about now with pride. Now, see, with men, you know, it all, again, it all stems from, look, you can say it's got worse with social media and the media, you know, trying to tell people, you know, look, you've got Instagram. You see all these women, and they're all being lavish, like being like, you know, from gifts, and they're all living this expensive lifestyle, you know? They're all out in Dubai. They're all living these lifestyles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know.
Come on. Like, and if you say that, if you say that, it's like, now I'm a male chauvinistic.
No, I'm not chauvinistic. Well, no, but it is a bit awkward. Sometimes you'll be out with an older couple, particularly like from Essex, where I grew up a little bit in Enfield and Woodford and Southend, they're my neighbourhoods. And you'll get, you know, like some guy in his 60s going, well, my daughter, oh, she's traveling around the world. I don't understand her job.
Prostitute.
She was in Dubai. Lindsay, I was going to try and use a euphemism there. You can't just start bang calling everyone brasses. But yeah, anyway, the social media angle, don't you think, Lindsay, there's a fine line between social with self-promotion and pride, don't you think, Linz?
Yeah, definitely. It was interesting, though. I remember being out with a friend of mine and this guy came up and saw something and was like, oh, that's nice. Did your boyfriend buy that for you? And I was like, how rude, how dare you get away from me, how dare you assume I got this myself. And then as soon as he turned around, my friend was like, how rude, what a dick, and it must have had bought it for me, you know, he got a good deal on it. But the point is, the fact that he just came up to me really pissed me off, the fact that he just assumed.
But sometimes
he was right.
It's not meant like me. See, I'm just talking then.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm not trying to be insulting, yeah. You know, but fact of the matter is, 9 times out of 10, like, it's the truth. Like, a lot of these, people ain't trying to, I don't know, it's not even meant, it's harmless, but then obviously men will get like badgered for that. You know, they'll get attacked and be like, you're male chauvinistic and this, that, and the other, you can't say that.
I think it's changing now, though. I think there are things are changing, and women, you know, especially some of my friends, it's not all the partners. A lot of it is, but equally, some of my friends have got good jobs themselves, and you know.
So, Lindsay, what kind of things are women overly prideful about then?
So, for me personally, is like when I wake up in the morning, even on the school run, I will not go out the house without my mascara, my eyebrows filled in, and concealer. Not necessarily bothered about lipstick, but I have to have mascara on, or else I just can't leave you. I mean, you see what I look like in the mornings, Ross. So no one else.
I called the old Bill one morning. I thought someone.
Oh, shut up, you dickhead! But our daughter's like, why do you always have to put makeup on? And then like my niece will go, why do you put makeup on? You know, you don't need makeup, or you shouldn't put it on. It's like, no, I don't need to do anything, and I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm just doing it for me because I like my face with makeup on rather than without. And it's just a confidence thing for me. I'm not saying that anyone else has to do it. That's just me personally. So that's probably, I take pride when I'm leaving the house.
That stigma, real. Sorry, like that. So when you go on social media, you look at the same type of girls. They're always glam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, I'm not, but yeah. So
I don't go full glam. Like, I don't go full glam for school.
No, but once you put the pressure, yeah. Because yeah, you go on Instagram, you go on like Instagram or go on a social media platform, you see all these girls, or it's mostly normally women that are all around a pool somewhere, doing nothing, you know.
In Dubai.
Living the beat of love. Okay. And then you feel pressure. It's more, I agree.
Yeah.
On the show, like, it's more pressure on women for that. Do you
know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And again, 100%, yeah.
Is with a lot of these, no, I'm not saying all women, I know some very successful women. Some of the girls in TOWIE, listen, they're flying. Some of the girls in reality, they earn more money than, listen, women in reality earn more money than men. So I'm not, don't think I'm digging women out here. Women in, the business women in reality, trust me, the TOWIE girls, like.
Look at Sam Fair, she's absolutely smashing it. Like,
the
JC.
Even if people think of, some of the girls, they're flying. I'm not knocking that. What I'm trying to say is that, there's a lot of stick, like, so you would have pressure from that. Then there's certain people with these girls, like, and they're being funded. When I'm speaking, I'm just from word of mouth, and they're getting funded by someone else. So this is happening. And then there's pressure on men, you know? And then even
what to fund that?
Because see, like, men like me, like, don't get me wrong, I could go out of a woman and they might be earning more money than me, but I'm so old school, I still always pay. Do you know what I'm saying? And then
that's right.
You go to certain places, and these girls, not silly, they want to go to certain places like Mayfair, like, there was in the West London, where the girls are, where I'm from. The place they want to go, they're not cheap places. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
So, do you think that maybe you need to change your taste in women?
I'm up to that.
Maybe you're looking in the wrong places. You ain't going to find your girl in Mayfair.
It doesn't need therapy. Yeah. No, you're probably not. Just saying. You're right. I'm going to go down to the local library and I'll find a nice burger.
Yeah, you never know.
She'll go, you take me to a West London library, you fucker.
Are you in a relationship at the minute?
No. Listen, right. I'll show something. I've actually, for the first time, see what I normally do. I normally come out of one relationship, go into another one. But that's like codependency, where you sort of, not codependency, it's like you don't have a relationship and you don't ever heal from that relationship. You go straight to another one.
Serial monogamists. You can never be self-reliant. You're always going from one monogamy. That's what I was like.
Yes, but what I've tried to do now, that's been my biggest problem with myself.
That was my
I've actually tried to break the mold and... I've tried to, like, I'm not even dating at the minute. So
But focus on your business. Sorry, I'm giving you life advice.
In the gym every day. That's why I've been in the gym every day. Like, it seems I've got in shape totally quick. But I've been in the gym every day. I'm focusing on business. I'm trying to keep busy. But John, it's still difficult, you know? It's still difficult. Because I feel like when you come out of relationship, I normally go back into another, like, stretch back into another relationship, but when, like, you know, you're trying to focus on your business and yourself, and then you worry about your ex doing this, that, and the other, it does make it harder. And don't forget, I'm very strong mentally, but it is testing.
Yeah, gets to you.
It is testing, especially if you've got feelings with someone, when you're trying to do something and then you're doing this, that, and the other, it's not a nice thing. And again, male pride, and I think to myself, male pride, fucking hell, excuse me. Like, I think, like, I shouldn't be doing this. What should I be at? I feel like I've got to show face because everyone around me is lucky, the party boy, the Lothario, Nick's a bird. I think, oh, listen, what have I got to do here? Now, what I should be doing is focusing on my business, because that's the second thing. That's going to preserve my mental peace and my inner peace. And that's going to help me generate something for the future. You know, I'm building something productive and positive. But then I've had little glitches. Don't think I've just been training. Sorry, I've had little glitches. When someone's got my head, next minute I'm out, I'm partying. You mean I'm in West End, giving it a large, bit of champagne. I'm sitting at the end of the night, I'm thinking, I don't want a beer. All because of male pride again, and people saying things, and then maybe the ex or someone pretending that they're living their best life. When, to be honest,
it's all fake. It's all so fake. It's so fake.
Of course.
And I think what you should do is just as well, like, James, back in the day, before I met Russell, I made the decision. So we've been together 10 years, is it? Married for 8. I made the decision because I was, like, in bad relationships. I was like, I'm going to do the opposite to everything that I've ever done before. I'm not going to wait for them to phone. I'm going to, like, make the first move. So, and it worked out really well for me. So, you know, anyone out there going through a breakup, just do the opposite of what you usually do, basically.
She met someone under 6 foot with no manners, which she's never done before.
Excuse me, come in small packages.
I'm 5'10", though. 5'10's average.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So Lindsay mentioned about the, like, putting the slap on the eyelashes and everything. But when women take, like, pride or even excessive pride in their appearance, it's okay. But we live in an era, do we not, James, where the pressure is on men just as much to have the best bod, the best hair, the best this, the best that. We're not exactly in and out of the bathroom in 20 minutes these days, are we?
Yeah, I try to say, Mal, don't get wrong, especially with what I do. Like, you've got to be, we are, look, I am vain. You've got to be vain because the better I look, the more money I make with what I do. That's what people don't understand. This is why I live in a gym. It's called metrosexual for a man. You've got a lot of tendencies of a woman, but you look after yourself a lot. But I feel like men are taking better care of themselves. But at the same time, I would still say that stigma is worse for women than men because,
of course,
the women, can I be honest with you, like, again, this is going to be near the mark, but women will go, like, right, you get sugar daddies, you get a lot more sugar daddies than you do than sugar mamas. Why is that? Because women will overlook everything for a pound note, whereas men won't. Like, to go shut up, there's been women there, they're a bit older, for a few quid, I could bring gold and get with and have an easy life. But I've got too much pride to go on.
Just drop the details in the chat, would you?
Yeah. Listen, anyone out there, you want a toy boy, let's crack on.
And whatever you do, don't search Porta Potty on Twitter. Whatever you do, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's not that you myself and I want this podcast, don't I?
Yeah, there you go. That could be the next job for you, James.
So what I was saying, of course, I don't think either me or James would ever suggest that women have had it bad since day dot, since before drawings on cave walls, right? Let alone the 60s and 70s. We know all about what the pressure on women's bodies to have their boobs done, starving themselves, female eating disorders. We know all of that, ladies. What I'm saying is, male disorders are on the rise. massively, like steroid use, whatever disorder you can think of that a man might have, it's massively increasing.
Mal doesn't get surgery, everything, like
going through the roof. So ours is like in massive ascent. I'm not suggesting it obviously doesn't compete with the misogyny and all the shite women have to deal with online. But what worries me is it fucking might one day. But I get confused because if a girl gets her boobs done, right, or whatever, or put in slap on to go out on the pool, we know quite uncontroversially most of the time that's because she was trying to be the most attractive self she can be, probably for some idealized boyfriend in her head. I do wonder sometimes, including me, who the fuck am I doing it for? Are men doing it for other men?
Because only do it for yourself.
Because 95% of women I've dated don't actually give that much of a shit about the size of your guns and whether your hair's receding and all of that. They'd rather have someone who is not a, pardon my French, cunt, primarily.
Yeah.
And if someone could put a roof over the head and is a stable boyfriend. So does it not worry you, James, that men seem to be locked in this spiral where we're doing stuff that ain't even for the mating game? What's it for?
Yeah, look, men... I don't ever get sucked into it. I do it. Look, don't get wrong. Like I said, Charles, with what I do, the better I look, the more money I'll make.
Right. Yes.
Well, if I look like shit, I wouldn't be. They'd probably get rid of me. They'd axe me, and I wouldn't be getting other TV. I wouldn't be getting work. So it ties in with what I do. But in general, even before I was doing TV, I always trained. Like, and I trained more for my mental state because it keeps me. It keeps me positive. So every morning I'll get up.
Of course. Same.
My mentality. I've always done sports. I've always trained. Yeah, and that's more for mentality. The second thing is actually aesthetic, you know. Everything else that comes with that, like the self-discipline and that. Like, you haven't got to starve yourself. See, people have got this whole misconception. Like, I enjoy, when I eat healthy, and I actually eat more eating healthy than I do if I eat
healthy,
you know. And I actually feel better in myself. I feel like now, I've just been to the gym. I do this thing, like, intermediate fasting. I do fasted cardio, so I won't eat from 9 o'clock straight away. I haven't eaten nothing today yet. I've gone on
20 minutes. Fucking hell, mate. Fucking shadow each other. I'm on the black coffee and water. I'm on the black coffee and water, and I've smashed a leg day.
But what happens when the body's so adaptive, the human body's so like adapts to anything. But I actually feel better. Like, people think, I actually do that. You must be like, how can you survive on it? You can, the human body, and I actually feel better now eating.
Right.
So that's because you've got the education
and
that's great,
you know? That's great. But what I'm saying is, like, obviously it's the same, it's slightly different with me. I have to stay fit to do my mental Lee Evans on crack act, so I have to keep my body at 35 years old maximum, or I physically can't do the job. And it's a little bit the same, you know. I want to look nice and get the TV jobs, but I'm lucky with comedians. If you look fucking minging, you get even more work. It's sort of, you just don't want to look average. You got to look really good.
Listen, you're a good looking fella. He's saying that. Listen, it's all right for you to say that. You're an handsome fella. You're in good shape. Listen, you can't listen. He's sitting there going, look, yeah, but you're a good looking chap. You are.
Indeed.
You're both very good. You're both very attractive.
All right, you guys want to chill out now.
We have to look good. But what I'm saying is, even if we were teachers, right, or working on site like most of my family do, Tyler's, whatever, they're still packing the planes to Turkey for hair transplants and new teeth. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, not teeth, maybe girls do care about teeth, but I haven't met many women that actually give a solitary shite if a guy's losing his hair. Jason Statham isn't exactly like looking for pussy, is he? Do you know what I mean?
But Jason Statham, he's fit. Listen, he's handsome geezer and he's fit. See, women might say that, but listen, trust me, if they've got a choice of a rich geezer who looks a geezer successful, I think success, and I think women are more thinking about power. I've seen men, now this is the thing actually, men are intimidated by powerful women. Me
that's what I wanted to ask you about. Yeah. Women with pride. Women, if we're talking about female, you know, a woman that's proud, I'm a woman, I've got my pride. Some men are intimidated by that, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of men are intimidated. This is the problem. Like, a lot of men are intimidated. I've got women that earn more money than me, and it doesn't intimidate me, you know? I actually do first play. You know, it just shows how much it's come along. Like I said, I'm in an industry where women earn more money than me. It doesn't matter to me. I don't go on set and I don't feel inferior to the women, my co-stars, or whatever you want to call them, earning more money than me. I think fair play. I'm not worried about them. I'm just focused on myself. But there's a lot of men that are intimidated by that, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is with men, again, it's like, let's be honest. If you look in the mirror and you're, listen, no one's happy. You look in the mirror and it's self-discipline, it's pride. But they might say to me, I don't give a shit. But trust me, look in the mirror. If you've got a big beard gut, you've receded, you look like shit, you ain't happy in yourself. You know what I mean? These geezers, they're doing it for them. Like, you've got to self-pride, self-respect.
But what if, just playing devil's advocate, obviously, because I live in the gym, you know, fucking spray tan three times a week, so I'm clearly not this guy. However, we've all been there. We've all been there in Ibiza with our table of our 13% body fat, fucking rollies hanging off the wrist, and a geezer walks in who has total pride in the way he looks with a beer gut receding it, and the guy is pulling left, right and centre. Isn't it more confidence rather than the physical state?
Yeah, no, I think it's bollocks, because I think them geezers, like, I know a lot of my pals. Now they're very confident. Like, trust me, like my old man, for instance, he's a bit large, right? I won't call him, he's fat, right?
He's got a big, you won't call him what were you not gonna call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna call him a porky mess, but anyway. He's large, but my dad's probably the most confident man. He's the most charismatic man you'll ever meet, the most confident man you'll ever meet. If you walk to the room, trust me, you know he's here. And everyone's been that being so confident, but I know he'd never tell anyone else. Me, he's my best pal. Me and my dad have got a weird, like, not a weird, it's a great relationship. Like, my dad, he's my best pal, and he's not happy. So he'll tell me that, he'll confide in me. A lot of these guys, they won't confide because they're too much pride to tell their mate, listen, mate, I'm really unhappy, you know?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not confident, though. Yeah, is your dad confident?
He's confident, though, but he's confident. But Joe's like, behind closed, he's confident. No way, come to the room, he command the room. He would never show weakness. Like, he's confident, like, trust me, very charismatic, you know, always. He takes pride in his appearance, but he'd love to be like, say he's like 15 stone now. He'd love to be like 12 stone, not to lose a little bit of weight. Now, I've got power to that. When I talk to a man, I'm talking to you now, they open up to me about, listen, like, they might make out they're happy, and they are very confident. They do very well. A lot of these guys, they do very well money-wise. They're very successful guys, but they struggle with self-discipline. Like, see, like, just because you're successful in business doesn't mean you might have discipline in some ways. You know, these guys might not go out drinking, for instance, but then they'll be disciplined enough to not go out drinking, focus on work, but they're not disciplined in what they eat and going to the gym.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like me. Like, at the minute, like, I am very disciplined in going to the gym, but I need to focus and be more disciplined when it comes to making certain choices. Drinking sometimes, even when I've got a big meeting the next day or a big interview, I should be drinking the night before. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've done it. I've gone out, had a few drinks and I shouldn't have. Do you know what I'm saying? We all suffer in different ways.
Have you ever considered, like, coaching other men, Jay? I think you've got a lot of
You should have a chat with Paul Moore.
Yeah, you could, like, particularly, like, working class men from a certain background trying to better themselves. Okay, guys, we're just going to take a break there. End of round one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.